till I eat myself alive. I forgot what I wanted, and the sun went down. I forgot what I wanted. Can I turn this round? Let's talk about dreams. Let's talk about lies. Let's talk about all the things that keep us up all night.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Thank you to everyone making the donations at max.fm. Now, we have a song request that we need to get on immediately, right, Aaron? We can't miss this one.
I feel like if I miss this one, the next time I open up the Google chat on my phone, I'll be reminded why I cannot miss it ever again. So this is from the big boss.
Yeah. So Sage, thank you so much. We appreciate you making a donation today to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
I should have known you were a Metric fan.
This is Sage.
The gun.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. For Susie, here is Overcomer by Mendisa on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM is a Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. Aaron, how's it going over there, bud?
Pretty good. I'm loving all the more I'm hearing today on Max FM. Lots of more.
Lots of more.
Let's bring on more.
And we got to bring on more. We're not at that $3,500 goal yet. So Wendy's closely monitoring everything for us. We are short of that goal, right, Wendy? Okay, where are we at right now, Wendy? We're at $2,730 goals, $3,500. I can't do math.
Chipping
in my
away,
head.
Though. Yeah, we're about $770
it's
away.
It's like a little under an hour to go, and we'll stretch this out if we need to so that we can make that. Because I'm adamant. Like, okay, really, honestly, I'm probably not going to be back on Max FM for a long time, right?
Probably
other
not.
Other than to talk with Chris Hobble. So this would be the thing. Let's get to the goal. I am asking you as a personal favor and somebody who has loved this station, this community, as well as Hope House, that if we can make this happen today to help them with their $600,000 deficit in any way possible, I will personally be super grateful. So if you can spare the $5 today, we would very much appreciate it. And I can guarantee you, just knowing the advocates over at Hope House, that they will also be very appreciative, and so will the people who use their services on a consistent basis.
Most definitely. So go to HopeHouseSCW.org for more information. $770 short of our goal. Go to max.fm to get those song requests. Now, we have a list of songs to go. Wendy's keeping track of each and every one of them for us. Thank you, Wendy. I think we have a few songs to catch up on, correct? She's shaking her head, yes. So a few songs to catch up on. We will keep going. We will go past 4 o'clock. I'm not kidding you. We will keep going until
we have
every...
to at this point.
We are. We'll keep going until we have every request played today.
I'm going to hop in the car.
Okay.
I want to hear a bunch of requests come in so we can get to our goal.
Yes.
When I'm driving to our next facility. So
fantastic.
If you can go to max.fm and if you can make that request, or if you're just, you know, like, you know what? $100, here we go. We got everybody in the office involved. Hope House, here you are. Even better, right?
We only need 7 people to do that.
Think about 7 people at $100 each, yeah. And then maybe a couple at 10 and 20 or whatever. So, it'll be perfect.
So 8 people at $100 each. Get the office together so we can get that goal met by 4 p.m. today. So that is our goal. We want to make that happen for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Thank you to our partners and sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Cosmic Karma Crystals, Teal Inc., and Weikert Great Day Realty. Well, word from some of our other sponsors is more music coming up on Max FM.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat-burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at Pals.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Buck Tussle. Right? You should too.
Right? Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. We had a request from Aaron, not our Aaron, for play Catch Me Now, I'm Falling the Kinks on Max FM. Get those requests in now at max.fm. We need 8 requests of $100 each to get to our goal. Please do that before 4 p.m. Thank you.
I remember when you were down and you needed a helping hand. I came to feed you, but now that I need you, you won't give me a second glance. Now I'm calling up citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. Will you catch me now? I'm falling.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Taking your request till 4 p.m. We are still short of our goal. We want to get to $3,500. We need 8 requests, $100 apiece, to get us at that $3,500. Please do that before 4 p.m. And if we do exceed it, I will definitely have purple fingernails in October. Now, we have a song request from Carol. Carol has requested a friend of mine by Marty Stewart to All Having a Hard Time, It Will Be Better, You're Not Alone. So thank you, Carol. Here is a friend of mine by Marty Stewart on Max FM.
Did you ever have a flash of lightning strike at your feet? Did you ever hold a treasure in the palm of your hand that you knew you couldn't keep? Did you ever give your heart to someone who broke it time after time? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Have you watched all your hopes and dreams go up in smoke? Have you cut and saved and burned a little more muscle, still come up broke? Have you ever been so lonesome you thought you were losing your mind? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Still waters can look so shallow, but they can run so deep. Just because your eyes are closed don't mean it's a piece. Sleep. Sometimes you get to plant the grapes, but you never get to taste the wine. If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Somebody you don't know tells you how you're supposed to feel. Do you know about the world wearing you down and you still get left behind? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Still waters can look so shallow, but they can run so deep. Just because your eyes are closed don't mean it's a peaceful sleep. Sometimes you get to tend the grapes, but you never get to taste the wine. If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. You're a friend of mine. Yeah, you're a friend of mine. You're a friend of mine.
Seven Max FM. We are still taking your request for the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We have a little longer left. We have a few songs that we need to catch up on, so we're not leaving until we've played every request that has come in. If you still make a request, we'll be sure to get it in. Our goal is to get to $3,500. We are short of that goal by $770, so please help us. Help Hope House. All donations go directly to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We want to say thank you to Mayor Rob for stopping in as well today. We're going to play center field because we know of all of his association with some of the games in this area on Max FM.
Mm-hmm.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is our annual Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. We thank everyone for their donations. We appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to play a song. Then I got to talk with everyone here because we just had another donation come in that we don't want to miss. So we're going to cue that up and find out what that one is here in just a moment. But this is for our very own Aaron Carreno. He wanted to hear Charlie Brown Coldplay on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM 30th Annual Hope House Radio Requestathon. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that is sending in donations. We appreciate you. We are getting closer to that $3,500 goal. We are going to play your requests. We're going to get them all in. We are going past 4 p.m. today. I am going to break the rules. the only person that can yell at me is me. So we're going past 4 o'clock because I know that we can and we will. We want to get that $3,500 goal because this is so important to help Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. And Jamie's here from Hope House, and she hasn't even heard the gauntlet we put down.
No, you tell her.
I am going to get my fingernails painted purple for the month of October if we hit $3,500 in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month the whole month. That way when people ask, they know what's going on. So I'm going to do this if we get to $3,500. This is so important to me. We want to make it happen. We need $3,501 to make this happen. I will do it. I'll stay here until we get there if the requests keep coming in. So that's how this is going to work. Right, Maddie Jones?
Yes, absolutely. And do we have somebody who can do Dave's manicure for him? Because I know we're hitting this. Okay, all right. Wendy says
we
yes.
We will see if we can maybe get a donation of a professional. I think if we can get, we'll see if one of our downtown businesses is willing to donate it. And we'll do a Facebook Live.
I was just
going to
say.
Because it'll be so uncomfortable for
yes,
me.
Yes, we'll Facebook Live that. Hey, while we have Jamie here, you know, we've been talking a little bit today about this deficit that you guys are facing on the federal side of funding. So obviously $600,000 is a huge number. So what does that mean? What does a loss of $600,000 mean for your organization? And why is it important for us to make little dents like we are today with the request-a-thon?
Yeah, so unfortunately, there's going to be some organizations that serve survivors across the state who are not going to be able to keep their doors open with cuts like this. Hope House is fortunate. We have some reserve funds. We're able to apply for other grant applications, and we have incredible community support. We have seen it time and time again that when we've asked for things, we've put it out on our Facebook, people have stepped up and given. So we are going to be able to make it through for the foreseeable little bit. We'll make some cuts here and some cuts there to things that are easy and small, and we'll limp through, but we'll continue to serve the people that we care most about and meet our mission. So, while $600,000 is definitely something that concerns us and is something we're working actively to address every day, I want the community to know that we are committed to the programs that we have been committed to for so long, for 41 years. And so we are doing everything we can to not alter those for people.
No, and I forgot to mention, you're one of the co-executive directors over at Hope House. And, you know, you mentioned Hope House is still here, still going strong, working on bringing in some more of that funding. What happens, though, maybe from your perspective, you can, obviously, you don't know the ins and outs of other organizations, but you mentioned other organizations like Hope House that are probably going to have to shut their doors because of this federal cut. So what does that mean when an organization has to do that? And how do we go about helping those community? Dave, what do we got here?
Okay, this is important. Sorry to interrupt
okay,
you,
no,
Maddie.
No. All good stuff.
So here is the deal. This is amazing, and this is so important to me. And
is it going to make me cry?
It is. Ugh. And I'm going to say this, and I'm in shock, and I can't give too many details, but I need to say thank you. Someone is going to make an anonymous $500 matching challenge. They will match donations for the next 30 minutes, dollar for dollar, up to $500. Not saying any more than that. It's anonymous. Those requests need to come in. We can get to that $3,500 goal.
All right. Let's do it. So, all right. So 30 minutes.
We
have 30 minutes from right this minute. The clock is still gone.
Yeah. I went to the restroom and the clock is still gone.
So till like 4:08. We have till 4:08 to match up to $500. So if you can help us out right now, your $5 donation becomes 10. Your $10 donation is 20. $25 donation becomes 50. I think you get how doubling works. So if you can do that right now, please, please request a song, and we will stay here until we get those all of those songs played. But please, let's try to get to that $500 mark and try to get those matching donations before 4:08.
And I'll even throw the gauntlet down further. $50 donation becomes 100. 100 becomes the 200. So
yeah.
Up to $500 next 30 minutes.
It.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Maddie, but
no,
this is too important.
No. That is a good one.
That means we got a lot of music to play here,
we have
too.
A lot of music to play. Can I ask Jamie real quickly,
yes,
though? Okay, so because this is important as well. Does Hope House then, when all of these other organizations have to shutter their doors, does this mean that your load increases, or do we not know that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I can't answer. I think a lot of organizations are still trying to figure out what this cut looks like for them. And some have said they're cutting back staff, and some have said that their doors may be closing in certain areas or certain programs. But yes, I mean, I think we anticipate that it will mean that there will be some survivors who will be needing to reach outside of their service area and potentially into Hope House's service area. And Hope House already serves five counties, and we're the only service provider in those five counties. So we're very familiar with meeting the need in our area, but there will definitely be some people in bordering counties that I think will be reaching out for some support potentially if they aren't able to make it work for their organizations. Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to get that point in, because this could potentially mean with some of these cuts, extra advocacy on Hope House's part. Obviously, nobody really knows what the future for that looks like right now. But if you are able to donate, you have the chance to help right now and cut some of that deficit down for Hope House. Just a little. I know $600,000 is a big number, but we're going to make a little dent in that today with $3,500. Until 4:08, you have the chance to double requests and double the amount that you're giving to Hope House with that anonymous matching donation.
Okay, and so with that, what the ground rules will be for that is once we start the music back up, you have 30 minutes. So,
okay.
Because we do need to get a word in from our sponsors. I do want to thank all of our Request-A-Thon sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Cosmic Karma Crystals, Great Day, Weichert Realty, and of course, Teal Plastic. So thank you to all them. We got some other sponsors that we need to get some words in from. So 30 minutes of donations matched dollar for dollar up to $500. We want to hit $3,500. So please help us out right now. Go to max.fm or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner,
it's very cool.
I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families.
Mom just texted.
Whether it's groceries, school supplies,
we've been
or healthcare.
On 103.7
That's
since
why
two,
I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs
she
that
hasn't
address
been able
rising
to get it
costs.
On 103.7 since
I voted
like,
to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more healthcare coverage for postpartum
she's
mothers.
She's like, it might be me, but I
worked I
just
to address
check.
Rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
It's hard to let go of these last warm days of summer. But soon, windows will need to close, furnaces will be firing up, and you'll find yourself enjoying a cup of hot cocoa while snuggling in front of a comfy fireplace. Cozy. So now is the perfect time to get an energy-efficient heat and glow insert from Shield Hearth and Home in Baraboo. Save $649 on your insert if you purchase before October 14th. Hurry in today to Shield Hearth and Home at 302 Lynn Street in Baraboo or head to shieldsfiresidewi.com. Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling polished and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Get ready to rock at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat. Don't miss Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, on Saturday, October 5th. Get out the hairspray and leg warmers and revisit the 80s with the sound of this favorite glam metal band. Tickets on sale now for Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, at crystalgrand.com. Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, where your seat is the best seat.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fantastic weather today with unseasonable warmth under sunny skies. Highs rise to near 80 degrees. Winds are calm and skies stay clear tonight too, allowing for some patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a warm day with bright skies. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, 78 degrees.
99.7 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I need to find my list here because we're going to crank through a lot of songs. So we had someone request Better Man by Pearl Jam on Max FM. So keep those requests coming. Max.fm. We're going to be here until we get all of our requests played today. So we are matching starting it. So 30 minutes, we'll match until 4:15 p.m. today.
There's rules.
Rules. 4:15 p.m. today, matching till then.
Up to $500.
Up to $500. So get those requests in now. Max.fm or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell her, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in the hotel. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. There's no one else who needs to know. She tells herself, memories back when she was smooth and strong and waiting for the world to come along. Swear she knew it, now she swears he's
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is the Hope Palace Radio Request-a-thon. We are going past 4 p.m. I'm going to tell everyone that right now. We have a lot of song requests to get in. We have an anonymous matching donor up to $500. He or she will match dollar for dollar until we get done here. So that goes until 4:15 p.m., matching dollar for dollar. So we're going to keep the requests playing now because we have so many to catch up on. So we had a request for Dancing Queen, so we cannot pass that up on Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is our third annual Hope House Radio Request-a-thon on Max FM. That was Dancing Queen to the girls, Anna, Jenna, and Sarah. Thank you, everyone, for your requests. Keep those coming in. We have a matching donation for the next, 20 minutes or so. We're going until 4:15 p.m. Anonymous donor will match dollar for dollar. So get those donations in, up to $500 in matching donations till 4:15 p.m. We are working through all the requests that are out there, so we're going to continue playing those. And it's one of those, we've got a wide variety of music to play for you. So we've got All Too Well. This is from Taylor Swift on Max FM.
I walked to the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer even now.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you as a Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. As a reminder, till 4:15 p.m., we're matching donations dollar for dollar. Our goal is to get to $3,500. We're going to keep going as long as the requests come in. We are so close. And I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I said it before. I will wear purple fingernails the month of October if we get to that $3,501 in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October for Hope House. We have a very special guest that has joined us in the Max FM studios. I'll let you introduce yourself.
This is Michelle Bauer from Public Health Sauk County. I'm one of the nurses, and we partner with Hope House quite often.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I have worked with Michelle for many, many years in a former type of scenario. So, Michelle, I appreciate you stopping in. I miss seeing all you guys. So thank you so much for stopping in. And why is Hope House of South Central Wisconsin so important to this area?
Hope House has been such a supportive resource for public health. When we have families, clients that are experiencing domestic violence or interpersonal violence, we know to reach out to Hope House. They will be there for us and the family to support us and help us connect with the resources that are necessary. They're also helpful to us and our staff on the education end. They can support us through training staff on safety planning and things like that that are needed for the families to support them. So they're supportive on both ends. And our partnership with Hope House has been very valuable.
Thank you so much for everything that you guys do in the public health department, because you guys work very hard day in and day out. And we appreciate everything that you do in Sauk County, the partnership that you have with Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Michelle, is there anything else that you want to add to this while you're here today?
Just thank you to Hope House for being there for us, for supplying that resource, and for partnering with us, because ultimately we're both trying to do the same thing.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate you stopping in today. Again, the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon, that is going to go until, we're saying 5 o'clock at this point, Maddie Jones, just so you know what's going on, because we are going to go past 4 p.m. We have a matching donor, so we're going to keep working on that. And we got a lot of songs to get in, so we're going to stay here until we have every song request played. And I want to get to that 35.